here is that we believe there was not enough engagement between the political parties, which could have seen more efficiencies and savings. We received the financial information from senior council officers at the end of November, and then we have quite an intense period of engaging mainly with those senior officers, seeing where savings could be made. We had a series of meetings with them, and during that process, the proposed rise was reduced twice. We pushed for more savings to be found, particularly through voluntary redundancy schemes where we are shedding some posts through merging departments and so on. And the rate came down from 1.8 to 1.7 and then eventually 1.48. But we feel there should have been more engagement between the political parties. We are really signalling that we want that to happen at an earlier stage next year. We want to see a renewed focus on the efficiencies programme, where we've been looking where we can make savings without reducing the quality of service and the standard of service that we provide to the public.
But was your decision last night not based on the fact that the Ulster Unionists were going for a zero increase? They wanted yet another freeze. And if you had gone against that, the Unionist voters for the next upcoming election would have thought, well, you know, the Ulster Unionists, they're better men and women for what's in our pocket.
Well, the Ulster Unionist Party said at committee that they wanted 0%, but they didn't actually propose that at committee. Now, when it came to council last night, they tried to propose that. And we asked, and other parties asked, well, what is the detail? How are you going to achieve 0%? How will you save £2.1 million repetitively every year to achieve 0% this year? And they couldn't provide any detail. They were asked to provide it. We offered to adjourn the meeting, as other parties did, so we could all look at what they were proposing. And they said, we don't have anything in writing. No, so that was, and the chief executive and the chief finance officer ruled that what they were presenting to the council was not competent because there was no substance to it. We are now in a situation with the 2011 Local Government Finance Act where we have to have regard to the entire budget, how it's presented. Our chief financial officer has to test the robustness of the proposed budget and the investment that we're putting in. So, and the Ulster Unionist Party group leader at one stage actually said, we set the rate and it's up to the council officers to make the savings to fit with that. And that is an abdication of responsibility. If we're going to cut the budget, then it's up to us as councillors, as elected representatives, to say where we will be making those savings. So we believe that more could have been done this year. Right up to the last minute, we were saying the Ulster Unionist Party put forward serious proposals that we are happy to look at with you, but they did not provide that. But we are committed next year to working, and we welcome that there is a new phase of the efficiency programme that's going to be rolled out. And this will involve difficult decisions, but ways that we can deliver the best value for money services. It's looking at how we manage some of our services. We've made changes over recent years. The Waterfront Hall and the Ulster Hall, that's now a council-owned company running that. Our leisure services, we have a partnership now with Greenwich Leisure Limited, and through Active Belfast and the Better brand that people see around the city. And that is making savings in the running of our leisure services. We've reduced the amount of overtime and the use of agency staff. So there'll be some more difficult decisions that we have to work through, but we're very much committed to making those savings where we can in the interest of the ratepayer.
But next time round, will you be prepared to make a decision?
Well, we will see. What we are committed to now doing is starting at an early stage. This year, I suppose, we've had a lot of decisions to make with setting up of the new enlarged council and decisions we've had to make about the Waterfront Hall. We want to see early engagement between the political parties now at the start of this new financial year of how we can try and drive forward savings. For the last 3 years, we have achieved 0%, and that has been quite an achievement with efficiencies that have been made. This year, there are rises which are beyond our control, with a nationally agreed pay rise, an increase in employers' national insurance contribution, and we've had a reduction in income from electricity generation at the landfill site.
So with all of that, why not just vote with Alliance and Sinn Féin and put it up by what it was put up by, 1.48?
Yeah, Well, because we sincerely believe that more could have been done this year, that the political parties should have been engaging with each other earlier and with our senior financial officers. We should have been sitting down with all the figures in front of us and forensically going through that and seeing where we can make savings. By the time we were getting those figures in December, we feel there was not time to have that engagement with other parties. So we want that to happen at an earlier stage next year. So we weren't satisfied that more could not have been done. We believe there could have been more done, and we're signalling that we don't want to see a rise. We want to be keeping it any rise as minimal as possible, and our target is 0%, but there was no credible proposals for 0% last year coming, or this coming year coming from other parties.
Okay, Brian Kingston, thanks for your time. Thank you.